Well, somehow we had a break in the audio here, so let me continue. I'm there at the Youth for Christ meeting, and I'm just unleashing. I just tell about what I was into, all the things I did, all those dark things. And then I began to share, well, the whole story, how the guy came in and started sharing Jesus with me, how I never heard about really him that way, how I believe that there was a God out there, but I never knew how to get to him. So that was part of my problem. I didn't know how to get there. And so when I began to share the story, they were captivated. But I could also say, as I go back to that, it's as if the Spirit of God gave me more courage and more courage. And I could literally feel the Spirit of God. I mean, being saved, you know, the Spirit of God's in you. You're born again. And when you're filled with the Spirit of God in worship and prayer. And I'm going to say this. In the context of sharing Jesus, with the goal of wanting to win people to Jesus and tell them the whole story. And that's what really evangelism, you know, you don't just share the story, that you share the story with the goal of winning them to Jesus. So when that Youth for Christ director invited me to speak there, well, I wanted to win them. I just wanted to get in there and share. So I'm sharing that gospel, sharing my old life, sharing how I met Jesus, sharing how it was when I turned to him, repenting of all this and regretting all that life and receiving Jesus into my life. I shared how I did that by myself in that basement, and I accepted him, and I knew that he came in, and I prayed that he would give me his power. And that power of the Holy Spirit came in upon me in such a way that the very next day I was out witnessing to my friend, looking for my other friend that got saved. And then from there, we went off. So we'd already been sharing Jesus with a number of people and seeing friends get saved left and right. But I didn't do anything like this in this big group meeting where most of the kids coming, they were coming to they knew it was religious, a campus life club. They knew there was fun, there's refreshments, there's crowd breakers, there's meeting other kids, and there's discussions. But always there, they had the gospel. They shared that at the end. So when I got there and I shared that gospel, and I just poured out that gospel, I just shared Jesus. He's my new life. He forgave me. He changed my life. He came into my life. I was lost. And I just poured out my testimony, how Jesus came in. Finally, the Youth for Christ director got up and said, "That's Russ, that's good, that's good." And he said, "Let's thank Russ for sharing his story." Well, then, and here's what I got to see, and I was learning along the way, he turned to everybody and said, you've been coming here for a while, you've been hearing me tell you about who Jesus is. Now you've heard Russ and his story and how he got saved, and you're hearing about how Jesus, you know, transforms a life, comes into a life, saves a life. And then he turned it to them, that they needed to come. And he shared John 3:16 and John 3:17. And he said, let's now all bow our heads. And I, you know, learned that principle. And he just said, how many here want to turn their lives over to God? How many here want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life? How many here want Jesus Christ to come into your life and give you the gift of eternal life? I was shocked. I really did feel the power of the Spirit of God. See, it doesn't have to be in a church building and all the other things. We were in a basement of someone's house and packed out wall to wall with teenagers sitting all over the place. You barely walk through it, all the young folks. Kids began to cry. And hands began to go up. And actually, I looked up at the Youth for Christ director, and he looked shocked. Because that doesn't happen like that. You know, you hear a student here get saved or a student here get saved. But all of a sudden, a dozen. And then more and more. And he's beginning to lead them to Jesus. And I think it was 25 or so that just turned and came to Christ. And he actually asked them all to come into another room in the house And he let the others go get refreshments and so forth. And he prayed with them and prayed over all the individuals. He gave gospel things out and materials and follow-up materials. And so he gave all the instructions and discipleship things afterwards. But let me tell you this, and this is really the bottom line of all of it. The gospel is the power of God under salvation, regardless of how much you know. It's really regardless of how much you know. It's all about the power of the gospel. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God is right there to save people. This is the day the Lord has made. We said that early. And I'll say that a lot because it is. This day God has given us. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here. Right now, today, we fellowship. We get built up. We pray it out. We meet the Lord. We unleash prayers for the entire day. We're part of a great mission. Of all the things that go on during the day. Now, I was working a job back then. I was, learning and growing and contemplating and hearing about Bible schools I hadn't even entered into yet, and I wanted to. So all I saw was, now I saw my friends. I saw others get saved. I know how I got saved. But the power of the gospel and then the power of the Holy Spirit to make you his witness. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And doing that, I had very little knowledge of the scriptures. I was just beginning to grow. I had very little history. I had barely begun to go to church, and I did get baptized and with my friends. And I watched as the Spirit of God would be the great witness, convicting. He comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's all about drawing them, that none should perish, that God really, this is why I say this, and I say it on the radio a lot, that no one wants you more, desires you. That's the biblical Greek word's idea, that God wills all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. He desires, God does. The heart of God. Now, you think in terms of you're a mom or dad, and you want your kids. I'm a dad, I'm a grandfather, and I can only say this. I only want the best. I only want them, and ultimately, to know Jesus. I mean, there's no question. The day my daughter, received Jesus, I have a picture sitting in my upstairs office, where I baptized my daughter out in the lake where we did all the baptisms. So I'm going to tell you today that that early day of not knowing a lot of scripture, not having a great history in the church, I clearly was no theologian. I was just a ragged, sinner, lost, that had gotten saved, gotten filled with the Spirit of God, and for a few months began to go to church and grow and learn and hear and have Bible studies and read on my own. And the centrality was Jesus. And I guess everybody that asked me, I that was the opportunity. On an individual basis, people asked me. And then there was just simply wanting to tell, wanting to engage people and tell them. And people began to teach me, go out with them. And that was a great learning experience. And to this day, I think it's one of the greatest to take others out. But I want you to know how present Jesus was, how effective the Holy Spirit reminding me and giving me words. I realized after that evening how the Spirit of God I could feel and sense his presence and power, but just it's like being lit up to share Jesus, to tell that all I needed to say and all it was pouring out of my mouth, and the focus was Jesus. And the focus was getting saved. And the focus was telling them they got to get saved. They need to come to Jesus. Jesus wants to save them. And that Youth for Christ director gave the invitation, and it was either half or a little over half of all the kids got saved and gave their lives to Jesus. And I tell you what, that just, let me tell you, that's what ignites you all the more. And you think in terms of who else you're going to go to. So here's one story in a basement of another teenager's home where a Youth for Christ meeting went on. Now, I got involved with Youth for Christ. for many years after, and actually became a director and the executive director and ran these things and trained others to run these small group things and to go after schools and to pray and to target the schools and so forth and so forth. So that was some of the greatest experiences, and you'll hear me talk about this, because I had years, I mean, almost 15, just doing that along with church and all the rest and sharing again and again. The gospel has never lost its power. It is the power of God unto salvation. The Spirit of God will do his work and do his job. It's we who are believers that are being lit up and excited and truly of the love of God compelling us, the need, the mission. We're commanded to do this and share that gospel to everyone. No one can get saved without it. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. Praise God you did. Praise God you were saved. Praise God Christ is in you. I pray that God will pour out the love and the power and movement of the Spirit of God, and you'll experience how faithful, powerful, I could use the word supernatural, of the Spirit of God helping and guiding and directing and giving words. And then as I grew to give scriptures, now there's no question we gave scriptures, you know, reading John 3:16 and 3:17 that night. But if people have questions, and or when you're standing up and sharing, and then scripture comes to mind to share, well, that's, you know, all the more as we center in on unveiling a gospel, the most powerful spiritual message on the planet, that's rooted in the cross, rooted in God our Savior, the history of the prophecies of his coming, looking at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and all that he is and all that he did, and his words and his works, and the cross and the resurrection, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ and the ascension. And then that same Jesus, you'll read that in Acts chapter 1. That same Jesus, well, he's the same today, yesterday, forever, absolutely as the scripture says, in your life, my life. So, just saying this, Lord Jesus, make me a witness, and I'm here to yield. I'm here to take up the cross. I'm here to obey the instruction, to obey as you've commanded us to go out. Because you will that none should perish. And the gospel, that power of God, can't get saved without hearing it. How can they call on whom they've not heard? And I'm going to say again, that's why I think we don't see a lot of salvations all over in a lot of churches, because nobody in that subnormal culture of the church is nobody's really witnessing. Now, in the normal church, a lot of people are witnessing. You think in terms of a 100-member church or a 1,000-member church and half the people out sharing their faith in a month, and watch how many get saved. Watch the stories. So that's even what we need to do to ignite that flame of on fire, passionate, love of God moved, Spirit of God guided, empowered, soul-winning evangelism. So may God bless you, even today, even this week, in the most incredible privilege of sharing and leading others and winning others over to Jesus Christ. Hey, God bless you.